106.3 The Fox. It is the Big Kahuna. We are off to the Rock Lines to talk a little Titan basketball with OG head coach Tyson McLaughlin. Good morning, Coach.
Morning. How we doing?
Good. This is a little easier weekend for you than originally you'd planned, huh?
Yeah, you know, we planned on having a back-to-back weekend, but, you know, football playoff for Liberty Center bumped us back a little bit, but you make the best of it.
Well, it's not like you're not going to play them. You'll get them at the end of the season, and maybe you'll be a little bit more seasoned by that time.
Well, there's no doubt about that. The only downside of that is you never know about old Mother Nature and trying to load games up towards the end of the year. You always like to have one weekend open, so it is what it is, and we'll adjust and make the best of it.
Well, congratulations on a big win at Bryan. Let's talk a little bit about last weekend. You put together a pretty impressive first quarter. How did you feel coming out of the game?
We're pretty pleased. You know, that first game is expect the unexpected, and we had a lot of new faces playing their first significant varsity minutes in a lot of positions. So you never know how the guys are going to respond, but we got off to a really good start. A little sluggish the first couple minutes of the game, but then we got into a really good offensive groove there. The results kind of took care of themselves. Got up big early and then kind of just went through the motions there for a little bit, and that's going to happen a lot of times with the younger, you know, inexperienced group. Definitely got room to improve, and our guys are, you know, chomping at the bit to get back there next week.
That brings up kind of an interesting point. Friday night was not the exception to the rule. You guys are going to have games where you're going to get up quick. As a coach, what do you do to motivate them to keep the pedal to the metal, so to speak?
Well, the one thing that we have is we have a lot of guys that are in similar areas. You know, we played 13 guys on last Saturday, and all those guys are deserving of minutes. But at the same time, they're competing against one another. So they can't play the score. They got to play the game. And if they go out there and perform, it makes the job tough on us coaches. And that's what we want them to do. We want them to put us in the position that is, who should we play? How can we get this guy more minutes? And can't play the score all the time. And we talk to our guys about that every single day. Play as hard as you possibly can, and the results will take care of themselves.
I feel bad for any teams that you're going to be playing this year that might not be really good ball handlers, because, boy, you put it to them as far as the pressure on that first quarter.
Our guys did a really good job of putting pressure on the ball and just trying to speed teams up. And the turnovers took place, but at the same time, that's not necessarily the major focus of what we're trying to do defensively. We're trying to create tempo. We're trying to get that game in the 70s and 80s, and not a lot of teams in high school basketball are comfortable doing that. So, you know, we use that, you know, some of our speed and athleticism to put pressure on to get that tempo where it needs to be. Luckily for us, it caused some turnovers, and we were able to turn those turnovers into baskets.
Let's take a look at some of the guys. Anybody in particular that stepped up that you were pleased with against Bryan?
I thought it was a collective effort. I thought we just had a lot of guys come in there, and our scoring was really balanced. We had four guys in double figures, and we had a couple others with, you know, 7-8 points, which is a good sign. We had a lot of guys that kind of stuffed the stat sheet, I guess you could say. Ben Westrick was really close to having a double-double. I think he had 12 points and 9 rebounds, and Owen Higua had 10 points, 8 assists. You know, when you got guys putting numbers up like that, Ethan White was around 13 points and, you know, 7-8 rebounds. That really makes it difficult for other teams to defend. And I think the one thing we got for us, we're a little bit more balanced. We got more guys that can, you know, possibly can score, and we got to utilize that to our advantage.
Well, the other great thing about that is in basketball, you know, you're going to have games when you're in slumps or you don't have a good game, and it's nice to know that you've got somebody else to pick up if somebody gets in that position.
That's the key of a really good team, and you got to have different guys step up at different moments. You got guys that are pretty versatile, and they can play multiple positions, which also helps us depending on which, you know, what type of team we're playing. We can put different guys at different spots and hopefully, you know, take advantage of some of their maybe deficiencies.
Well, you got a fun one Saturday night. Two schools with great basketball reputations. Always a lot of fun when Liberty Benton and Ottawa Glandorf get together.
There's no doubt about it. You know, it's a nice close drive, 20 minutes away, and you know, I think the environment's going to be really strong. They're coming off a big win against Rolfsford, so I know they're playing with a lot of confidence. So hopefully we can get over there, get the tempo to where we want it, get that game to be up and down, and hopefully the fans have something fun to watch.
Very good. Coach, great to talk to you. Congratulations last week. Good luck, Titans.
Hey, appreciate it.